World-renowned clarinetist Richard Stoltzman and his son, Peter John Stoltzman, who is an incredible jazz pianist and arranger, are presenting a concert in Oak Ridge this Saturday evening at 7:30 p.m. Richard is a two-time Grammy Award winner, has more than 40 recordings to his name, and has collaborated with Yo-Yo Ma, Richard Good, and Emmanuel Axe, to name just a few. Peter John has performed all over the world with jazz, funk, and fusion artists, and is currently head of the piano program at the University of Colorado, Denver. Together, they will present a program of music by great American composers, Bernstein, Gershwin, and Charles Ives. Richard and Peter John Stoltzman, it's a great pleasure to speak with you today. Thanks for taking time to talk with me. Well, first of all, I'm curious, how long have you been collaborating together, performing as a father and son duo?
Let's see. Peter and I started playing at, was it your elementary school or something? Someplace, he's 5 or 6 years old, something like that. I think our first big performance was when we were 8, the one in Japan, or in, Kentucky?
I think I was about 11 years old. We didn't really start playing full concerts together until I was in college. I think our first real full concert together, I was about 19. Really, we've been playing for just about 20 years or so.
That's fantastic. As a kid, I mean, your father has a very long and prestigious performing career. Was that intimidating for you as a kid, performing with him?
No, it wasn't intimidating. It was exciting. Mm-hmm. And it made, it made it all seem just normal to a certain extent.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when you grow up with it, it's just, that's what it is. It's normal. It's what you grow up with.
Mm-hmm.
And because my dad integrated me into his life, you know, took me on tour and, you know, and he practiced in the house. And so I just, like, I was kind of part of his life.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think it ever felt like something foreign or out of reach, mm-hmm. or intimidating. It was just part of our life.
Sure, yeah. Is it ever challenging working together? Do you get in heated arguments over how you think the music should sound?
We've had to duke it out a few times.
Yeah.
I took his clarinet. No, I'm kidding. I'm totally kidding. We never fight, no, about the music.
I'll tell you the most amazing thing about him is that I never have to indicate to him in any way that I'm starting to breathe or that I'm starting to play.
Mm-hmm.
Intuits it from a whole lifetime of going to sleep to my crossover CDs.
Oh, goodness.
Yeah, no, it's a pretty intuitive process working together. But also, you know, my dad is, he's a master musical interpreter. And so I pretty much take his direction.
Mm.
And every once in a while I say, you know, I'd like to take a little more time in this phrase or this spot or, you know, what do you think about this thing? But most of the time it's him saying, I'm playing this like this, or let's do it like that, or, you know, in the music, the dynamics, you know, and he'll point things out to me that maybe I haven't noticed or that I need to bring out more. And, yeah, it's not a contentious process at all. It's really just about the music and interpreting it the way he wants to and also the way the composer intended.
Mm-hmm. So how often do you perform together? You both have very busy careers doing your own thing.
Yeah, well, for the last 10 years or so, we've been playing once and maybe twice a year if we're lucky.
Mm-hmm.
And normally it's a tour kind of like what we're doing now. We'll go to one or two places, we'll do a couple of concerts, and we'll do a couple of masterclass kind of things. We oftentimes go into the community, do some kind of thing for, you know, some kind of classes for kids or a masterclass at a university.
Peter John, you are a jazz pianist and arranger. Several of your arrangements will be featured on Saturday's concert. About how many arrangements have you written?
I'm not keeping track.
Yeah. So a lot.
Dozens, for sure.
Mm-hmm. Are any of them published?
Well, one arrangement that I made, kind of the first major serious arrangement that I made for my father and I, was an arrangement of My Funny Valentine.
Mm-hmm.
And that is published in the Richard Stoltzman songbook,
mm-hmm.
which is Carl Fisher.
Mm-hmm.
And then Yeah, I've done a lot of different kind of arranging. I've done arranging for jazz groups, and I've done arranging for singers. I've done arranging for, you know, these duo settings with my dad.
Mm-hmm.
I've arranged for string quartet and marimba and my dad, and for string orchestra and my dad. A lot of things for my dad.
You are starting off the recital with Leonard Bernstein's Clarinet Sonata, which I understand is a standard work in the clarinet repertoire. Richard, when did you first learn this piece?
Yeah, that's a good question. I'm trying to think. He wrote it in 1941 or two, and I wasn't born yet. But by the time I was able, technically, and so on, to play the piece, it had already been established because of the name Leonard Bernstein. I mean, when he wrote this piece, he was still in college, I think, at Harvard, and probably 19 or 20. By the time I started playing it, which was in the 60s, it had become one of those things that happened to clarinet pieces in the repertoire of clarinet. If they're good, they become like legendary, or they become symbolic of the best music. And the Bernstein Sonata is really one of those pieces, mainly because he was still young enough to want to write in a kind of imitative style, like the composer Hindemith, who was a great composer at that day in the 40s and had complete mastery of counterpoint and form. And you're aware of that immediately in the Bernstein's writing contrapuntally for the piano and clarinet. But what Bernstein had, in addition to that, was boogie-woogie. And he starts using that in the first movement, and it just keeps on dancing. And by the time you get to the second movement, you realize this is not your ordinary composer. He takes a theme that's so simple and so songful, and within like 6 minutes of the beginning, turns it into a jazz dance. Clarinets don't have a lot of works that are immediately accessible and enjoyable to all audiences, and yet are very, very well defined and in their aesthetic, and beautifully written, especially for the clarinet. It's really spectacular.
The second half of the program starts off with songs by American composer Charles Ives. Now, are these some of his songs for voice and piano that have been arranged for clarinet and piano, or is this like a... Okay.
We're just playing the exact arrangements of the voice and piano, but the clarinet playing the voice.
I see. Okay. I read this quote that I think you're including in your liner notes. Leonard Bernstein said that Ives was the Washington, Jefferson, and Lincoln of our music. What do you think he meant by that?
Oh, I think he was paying him the ultimate respect of a young person to an elder, and saying that he really transformed the way music was heard, and the history of music would never be the same after Ives. Now, Ives wasn't always appreciated. And in his own time, he probably wasn't very much recognized at all, which is the way you might say Bernstein was implying about these other mega persons of our history. In their time, they were derided sometimes, or they were mistaken, and they had to fight for the things that they believed in. And with Charles Ives, there is awareness that he couldn't make it as a musician, so he became an insurance salesman, a very successful insurance salesman, which was, you know, a perfectly fine thing to do, but he directed all his artistic energy into his music on the side, and these songs that he created are all taken, a lot of them are taken from verse and scenes and speech patterns and so on of America. And he found ways to make them not only American, but shockingly American, by using harmonies that, in fact, are very close, as Peter said,
harmonization, but he keeps the melodies completely pure for the most part, and then just deep reharmonizations, kind of a reimagining of the accompaniment. And it's very interesting. There's a lot of dissonance, and then juxtaposed with very beautiful consonants, but very lush harmonically. It's, even the simplest stuff doesn't stay simple for very long.
After that comes Gershwin's three preludes for piano, transcribed for piano and clarinet, of course. And then you end the program with selections from Porgy and Bess, arranged once again by you, Peter. What was your inspiration behind your arrangement? Like, is it a simply a reduction, or do you kind of put your own spin on it?
Yeah, I put my own spin on it. My inspiration was primarily the Miles Davis recording of Porgy and Bess. So I very directly took some of those arrangements and reorchestrated them for piano and clarinet, and just, you know, tweaked little things here and there. And this is actually a combination of two Porgy and Bess suites that we've done. One that I wrote, what, almost 20 years ago, that was one of the first arrangements that we played, and that was directly influenced by the Miles recording. And then the next one, we decided to change things up and do some of the other songs from the show. And we honestly, we took a little bit more of a collaborative approach on that. I kind of put together the tunes and the arrangements, but we did some of the tweaking of things together. Made a lot of choices. We still have changed things up. Like, we were changing the form and changing who's going to solo where.
Richard, I understand that you are a cordon bleu trained pastry chef. What is one of your specialties? What are your favorite things to make?
The one that people ask for the most is called the Linzer Torte.
Ooh, what is this?
This is a cake made with almonds and additions that I have to incorporate cocoa powder in the dough. And then when the cake is assembled, it has a crosshatch of little rectangles, and then inside is raspberry jam. So people just seem to like a lot, and it's very easy to make, and that's what's gotten a lot of requests. But I make many more things.
Well, it sounds delicious. Well, Richard and Peter John, it's been an honor speaking with you both. Thanks so much for your time, and safe travels to you.
Thank you. We look forward to the concert.
Oak Ridge looks forward to having you.
Thank you, Melanie.
Thank you.
Clarinetist Richard Stoltzman and Peter John Stoltzman, jazz pianist and arranger, who are presenting a recital this Saturday evening at Oak Ridge Unitarian Universalist Church, beginning at 7:30 p.m. Tickets and more information are available online at orcma.org.